Kirbus, I hope all is good. Today's daf is above a comment of Zion. We're here on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis, about 6-7 lines up, Rabbi Akiva Omer. If you remember, yesterday we discussed, started Machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Right? If you look back up at the two dots on Amud Beis, right, the pasuk says, Meitav Sadeo, Meitav Karma Yushalim. Right, so Rabbi Yishmael says that you pay, right, you evaluate, right, the payment that a person damages, right, is by the Meitav, you pay the best field, right, of the Nizak. That's Rabbi Yishmael. And Rabbi Akiva had said something slightly cryptic, which Rashi translated for us and explained to us, and we're going to have to analyze that today. But Rabbi Akiva had said, Lo ba kasev legabos nizikim in the Yidis. Right, no, the Torah, the pasuk is coming. Right there, or is not coming, right, is only coming to what's it called, to take money, Nezikin, from the Edis, from the best field. And Rashi had filled in Shel Mazik, right, meaning that Rabbi Akiva disagreed and said it's really we bid the Mazik Shemina, that we evaluate based on the best field of the damager, right, not the damagee, right, that's a Nizak. So, and then he had said, V'kal v'chomer l'hekdesh. And certainly this is true by Hekdesh. So now, right now, we're going to analyze exactly what that means, and then we'll go back and try to figure out a little bit, because Rabbi Akiva doesn't actually mention anything about Meitav, right? Again, about the Mazik. Right, he says you have to pay with Meitav, you have to pay with Idis, you have to pay with the best part of the field. We, Rashi interpreted it, right, and the assumption is that you pay by the Mazik. And again, that's obviously the Hemshech of the Gemara. But he never actually mentioned it himself, so the Gemara is actually going to mention that and ask a shayla about that, and then we'll kind of slide on to some other topics. So here says the Gemara over here right now, Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, Lo ba kasev el gabos el nezikin min ha'idis, v'kal v'chomer l'hekdesh, right? That's just a straight quote of Rabbi Akiva's Shita. Again, we explained that to mean, right, that we evaluate damages based on the best field, or not evaluate, but the guy has to pay based on the best field, right, of the mazik, right, of the damager. So the Gemara says, just it started with the end, right? My kal v'chomer l'hekdesh. What do you mean? Right, this is definitely true. It's kal v'chomer. This is definitely true by hekdesh. What's the case over there? By hekdesh, we're going to definitely pay with the idis, with the best value of your field. Again, just to recap, right? Again, if a person has, there's idis, baininess, and ziboris, right? Field quality 1, field quality 2, field quality 3. Right? We're saying that you have to pay with the idis. You have to pay with field quality 1. Obviously, if you owe $100,000, for example, that's going to be a small amount of land in the best field, a medium amount of land in the medium quality field, right, and a larger piece of land in the lesser quality field, right? Obviously, the value doesn't change. Just the question is, what type of field, what quality of field are you going to have to pay, right? And then we're saying you have to pay from the Edis as defined by the Mazik, the damager's best stuff. So the Gemara says, "My kalvachomer lehekdesh." What do you mean? Is a kalvachomer from Hekdesh? If you'll tell me that Didan literally means ours, but it means just a regular person, right? If you tell me that a regular person's shore gored a shore of Hekdesh, Pasuk says, Shore Yehu Amrachmana Vlo Shore Shal Hekdesh. Right? Pasuk says, Rekigach Shore Sreyehu, or something to that effect, or Shore Shal Riehu, right? I mean, the only time you're going to end up paying, right, the Idis, right, the Meitav Sadeh, right, when are you going to pay? That's only when you gore someone else's ox, not when you, when your ox gore someone else's ox. But if you gore Hekdesh, right, you're not going to be chayev in that case. So the Gemara says, El Omer Harei Alai Mone, right, the Bedek Abayis. The other possibility, which is not going to work out either, right, if a person says, maybe I'm going to pay a money, a hundred zuz, or $100, let's say, right, for to the Bedek Abayis, going to pay the Beis HaMikdash, right, to Asi Gizbar Shakal Meidis, if you tell me that the Gizbar is the guy in charge of the funds, so he's going to come, he's going to collect from Idis, right, Lo Yehel Balchov. Well, that's a similar, should be similar to a case of a Balchov, someone who owes someone else money, right, because you said you're going to give him $100, so you owe him money. What's then a Balchov? Balchov, bainness. Right, now Balchov only pays right from the middle, right, if you just owed money. If you tell me, Rabbi Akiva called Balchov, now it'd be Idis. If you tell me Rabbi Akiva holds that a Balchov actually has to pay Idis from the best, so you get the Mifrach, so that can't be true, it doesn't make sense, right, because Mal Balchov, Sheken Yafa Kochob and Nezikin, Tomer Behekdesh, Shehura Kochob and Nezikin, right, both of those cases, you can't learn, right, one from the next, right, Kal V'chomer, right, because by the case of Nezikin, right, a Balchov is Yafakoch, meaning that he's able to collect Idis, right, the standard is, right, that the Pasuk says he's allowed to collect Idis, but by Hekdesh, right, you're not going to collect from Idis, or the what's it called, he's not going to collect from Idis, he doesn't even get, meaning, for example, if the shore gores a shore of Hekdesh, right, he's not going to collect, right, so definitely he's not going to collect from Idis. So the Gemara says, Olam de Nagach, Torah Didan, the Torah de Hekdesh. You must know, really, the case is, yeah, where your shore gored the shore of Hekdesh. I the Kakasha Le Shore Rehu Am Rahman of the Shore of Hekdesh. I but didn't you just tell me why we have a drasha that tells me that if your shore gores a shore of Hekdesh, you're not gonna be chayiv. So Rabbi Kiva Sabar So actually, Rabbi Kiva holds that like Rishon ben Minasya, that you actually are chayiv. The Tanya is learned in a brisa. Rishon ben Minasya Omer. Shor shel hekdesh shenagach shor shel hedyot. What's the pasuk teaching me that we darshan shor riehu v'lo shor shel hekdesh? That what is that? That halacha is that if a shor of hekdesh gores a regular person's shore, so that's putter. Then the hektish doesn't pay. But shor shel hedyot shenagach shor shel hektish. But if you tell me a regular shore, a person's shore gores a shor shel hektish, so then ben tam ben muad mishalim nezek shalim. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Asya, right, mean one of shalach, right, whether he's tam, right, which is normally chatzin nezek, right, or muad, right, either way, right, you have to pay, right, to hektish. So that must be, right, the case where Rabbi Kiva, again, when Rabbi Kiva is saying, he's holding the Rishon ben Minasya, right? And therefore, the case is where your shor gored shor shel hekdesh. The Gemara says, "Yehachi, if that's true, though, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, my idis mimai debiidis denizak v'ziburach." Right, meaning so if you tell me Rabbi Kiva holds the Rishon ben Minasya, so how do you know? Then this is the point we made at the outset that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are arguing, right, about what we said they were, right? Mimai debiidis denizak v'ziburach demazik pligi. How do you know? Right, they're dealing with a case where you're paying with the idis, right, of the nizak and the ziboris of the mazik, right? In some way, if you remember what we said yesterday, the machlokas over there is that when the mazik has field quality, the damager, right? Again, it's important to get those down. The mazik, the damager, has field qualities 1, 2, and 3, and the nizak, the damagee, the guy who got damaged, right, has quality field A, B, and C. And field quality A is the same as field quality C, so that the worst field of the mazik, right, is equal to the best field, right, of the nizak. As we said, that was the machlokas. So if that's true, that Rabbi Kiva holds the Rishon ben Minasya, how do you know that that's the machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva? Right, Dilma Kuli Amu b'Denizik Shemina. Maybe again, Rabbi Kiva didn't mention mazik. Maybe everybody agrees, right, that really you go based on the nizak, right, based on the guy's damage, right, the damaged guy's field, and you have to pay with whatever is equal to the damaged guy's best field. Right, and the machlokas is simply, right, in this machlokas, right, where the case is where a shor gores a shor shel hekdesh, right, and Rabbi Kiva saruk Rabbi Shimon ben Minasya, Rabbi Shmuel saruk Rabbanan. Maybe that's the machlokas over here. So the Gemara says no. Yeah, in came because the Gemara gets rid of this, right, in three different ways. Right, first of all, my lo ba kosev. Right, when Rabbi Kiva again he had said lo ba kosev ella. Right, what's the where is it? Lo ba kosev. Can't find it right now. Just trying to. I mean, but basically what he was saying is that he was arguing with the machlok. Right, he was arguing based on the pshat and the pasuk. Right, if you tell me that they really agree that the b'denizik shayminan, so that means they agree what the pasuk means. Right, Rabbi Kiva had said lo ba kasuv ella. Right, again, that he implying that they disagree. He disagrees with the pshat and the pasuk. Right, that you pay with the mazik. If it owed another kasha, my kavah chomer hektish. And then also, what's the kavah chomer for hektish? Right, again, if we're agreeing, if Rabbi Kiva's maskim, right, that you're not gonna that it would be the nizak shayminan, right? That if he agrees that with the you pay with the best field of the nizak, of the guy who got damaged, right? Why in the world Rabbi Kiva say, right, that kal v'chomer, right, to hektish, right, kal v'chomer to hektish, right? We're trying again. He holds like Shimon ben Minasya. Shimon ben Minasya says if you damage hektish, you do have to pay them. You have to pay, right? The hektish. If you gore hektish's stuff, if you damage hektish's property, it's more machmer. So here you're taking a case where it's mekil. Right, theoretically, right, because normally b'danizik shayminan, you evaluate based on the guy who got damaged, and you tell me kavah chomer to hektish, where you have to pay them, right? Where in the case where, as opposed to where they gore you, they don't have to pay you. That doesn't make sense. That's going the wrong way. Right, v'od another kasha. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, "Tanya b'hedya." What do you mean? And this is probably, I guess, the best kasha. The price says b'ferish. Right, it says straight up, "Meitav sadeo, meitav karmel yishalim." Right, "Meitav sadeo shal nizak, meitav karmel shal nizak." Right, dear Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer, "Meitav sadeo shal mazik, meitav karmel shal mazik." So the b'ferish, the price says, right, straight up, that's the machlokas, whether it's b'danizak or b'damazik, right, and therefore, right, that must be the machlokas. Okay, fine. Rami le Abaye le Rava. Now, the Rabbi pointed out that there's a stira right, in Psukim. Right, on the one hand, the Pasuk says, Metav Sadeo, Metav Karmo, Yishalem. You got to pay with the best field. Metav in Midir Chunilo, meaning that you can only pay with the best field, right? Seemingly. Right, and that time in the Bryce also says, Yashiv, that's Kesev Yashiv, I assume, Kesev Yashiv. The Balo, I don't have it on the side over here, but okay, using an older Gemara. Kesev Yashiv, I don't have it. Fine. And what do we learn? We learn that Rabos Shavas Kesef, the Rabos Shavas Kesef, Bafilu Subin, that you can pay with any type of money that's equal to Kesef, i.e., you can pay with what's called Metaltalin, right? Some sort of movable. Property. Filu Subin, even Subin, which is very poor quality grains, right? And so you can even pay with this poor quality grain, implying that you don't have to necessarily pay right, with the best type of stuff. So the Gemara says, Lo kasha kami daito kan bal korcho, right? Again, it depends, right? When you tell me you can pay with Subin, that's when the guy pays without going to Beis Din, as Rashi explains. But if you go to Beis Din, so then you're going to end up right, paying with the best of your fields. Amar ula breder of Yiloi, right? Deganami, and this makes a lot of sense. The Lashon makes a lot of sense. The Chtiv Yishalem, right? That he has to pay, right? Balkoch implying that it's paid against his will, right? Amar le bye bye. He says that's not such a good deal. Miksiv Yishulam. That it should be paid, meaning against his will. No, Yishalem, right? The person pays. If I pay you, right, say I will pay you, right? That's you'd say Yishalem. I'll pay you. I'm paying midaituk mashma. That seems to imply, right? That you don't necessarily see that in the pasuk. Ela Amar Abai says. Kidamar. And what he's going to say, it's really like Mar, and we're going to see it'll be Rabba, that basically explains something else right, in a similar fashion. Right? And we're going to use that to explain the Stira and Psukim over here. This is going to take a little bit, so just, yeah. Okay, anyway, the Tanya is learning the Braisa. Haresha Hayulo Batim Sodim Uchramim, or Sodos Uchramim, right? Person's got some fields, got some property. Now, the context over here, right, is whether a person can take Meiser Ani. Meiser Ani, right, can go to someone who has 200 zuz or less, right? That's the barometer, that's the bar, right? That's how you define an Ani. If someone has 200 zuz or less, right, so they're allowed to take Meiser Ani. Shaila is, as the Gemara says, right, let's say a person has stuff, he has property, right, and but it's not liquid, right, he's not able to sell it. So what do you do? So the Gemara says, Brisa says, machilim nusam meiser ani ad mechza, right, so you feed him half, you give him meiser ani up until half, right, meaning, i.e., you give him 100 zuz. So the Gemara says, v'havi beimar, and the Rabbah asked, right, what's the case over here? I who's all arasa dekuli alma, who's all means it's cheap. If all real estate, right, we have a real estate problem and everything is cheap, with denami zalbadayu, and his stuff is also cheap, and then, you know, it's not worth it, so afilu tuba nami lisfile. You can even give him more, you give him the full meiser ani, da'azol dekuli alma nami. Right, because everybody else has lost their value, so he's going to be a poor person, right? It's less than 200 zuz. El da'oka arasa the kuli alma, right? It must be where really the rest of the world, right, has the value, right, is normal value, right? The real estate market is okay. But today, either the al v'nafik azuze zal are, and since this guy really needs to sell it, he needs some money, he needs cash right now, right? So his value, obviously, the land is less, right? The are is zol, the land is less. Less valuable, not because it's inherently less valuable, because the guy needs cash. Guy next door to me, right, needs cash, wants to sell his apartment. He can't sell it because he's not coming down right in price. Right, he can't sell it, and people are not really offering him full price because I guess they find out, or they know, or it's a bad market, or the mortgage, or whatever. But he needs the cash. He's trying to sell it, and he has to come down in his prices. So I feel important. So the Gemara says, if that's true, though, I feel important. Aporta nami lo lisvilei, right? Zayman Beis, right? We shouldn't give him anything, right? Because in that case, right, it is fully valuable. It is more than 200 zuz. V'amar marala. And Mar, which Rabbi explained, lo tzricha, right? Again, the case is, right, the biyoma nisan yikara arasa, uviyoma tishrei zal arasa, right? That it changes based on the season, meaning because Rashi points out that you can plant, right? If you plant, meaning, what's it called? You can plant Plow, or I'm not sure how it works. We could plow, right? Is it plowing in the summer and planting in the winter? All right, either way. But that, meaning you can work it, on Nisan, it's more valuable because this is what you can do with the land. Right, in Tishrei, right, it's less valuable because it's already in the middle, right, of the whole season situation. So it's less valuable in Tishrei, more valuable in Nisan. It's good on Nitri ad Nisan umizabne. So people basically, right, the hot right nowadays, the hot season to sell is the summer. People, but now, back then, it was Nisan. But this guy, but since this guy needs cash, he's selling it right in Tishrei. Meaning because, okay, so Taklis right now, in Tishrei, it's not worth 200 zuz. On the other hand, if you just wait 6 months, then it would be. Right? So therefore, that's what we're going to give him. Right, ad pago orche lemezel tvei lav orche lemezel. So meaning, and that, therefore we give him half. Why? Because the normally, right, the difference between Tishrei and Nisan, right, is about half the value. So if it's worth 100 now, it will be worth 200 in Nisan. I.e., then he wouldn't have been a poor person. But right now, since it's half, right, that's why we give him half the meiser on it. Vachanami gabi nizikin. And now, how do you translate that over to Nizikin? Like, what's the case over here? Right, what are we talking about? Dine biidis, meaning enechanami, that the din, really, the guy who got the niza can take idis. Vi amale ihu havli benunis tfei porta. But if he says, give me benunis and give me a little bit more, meaning that give me a little bit extra. For whatever reason, right, he wants the middle one. Let's say he has, land that's adjacent or whatever. For whatever reason, he wants the Beinonis field, the middle field, and he's asking for more, right, obviously more of the land, because he's doing him a favor and taking less than he's actually owed to, right? He could have taken the best field, but he's doing him a favor, taking the middle, so give me a little bit, more to compensate. So Amalei, you could say to him, Yishako tekadinach, right, shako tekadahashta. If you're taking Idis, you should take like now, because like you should take like the value, right, of Tishrei. Meaning that the same case over here, that he has a field that will go up and down in value. So right now it's Tishrei. He says, you don't want to give me a little bit less land. So he says, the guy can say back to him, no, if you're taking Kedin, so then take your Edis and take the value of Tishrei. Vilo, right, Shoko Kyukur Dilukame, but if you're taking like middle Benonis land, so then you're going to have to take according to the higher value in Nisan, i.e., you're going to end up, right, with smaller, right, smaller situations. Therefore, this, right, and that's the Stirim Sugim, because one pasuk is going to tell me that, right, the guy's allowed to take Edis, and second pasuk tells me that if he wants like Subin, right, the middle, right, value, right, he has to take, right, the higher price. That, as you might imagine, or if you're thinking, right, that doesn't make sense. Right, Imkain, Harata Kochoshan Nizakin, Itzel Beninus Viziboris. So now you just destroyed the ability for them to collect, right, Beninus and Ziboris, the middle and the lower value of field. So you're saying the Torah says, right, the Torah says that you can get Edis, which is the best. Meaning the guy you're trying to give the guy who got damaged a break. Meaning the Torah is giving him a chesed, the person got damaged, so therefore, right, you can collect from the best land. So now you're telling me that you can't even collect, right? You can't, not that he can't collect from the lower thing, but if he decides to collect from lower value, he has to accept, right, the prices from Nisan, from when it's much more valuable, meaning that he'll end up with less. So a lot more vachu bar Yaakov. So he says, now, we're comparing, you should compare that case to a balchov, right? The balchov dini bebeinonis, right? Because the balchov normally, right, again, as we mentioned, right, on top of the amud, right, and you normally gets beinonis, the middle value. If he amalei havli ziboris tvei porta, right, and if you say, give me the ziboris, the worst land, give me a little bit more. So amalei yishako kedinach shako kahashta v'yilo shako kiyukra delikamein, right? And so you can say the same thing to him, meaning if you take the regular value, so take the normal, right, the normal price in Tishrei, but if you want to take the cheaper one, so then you're gonna have to take it based on the higher price. The Gemara says, "The Racha Bereid Ravika." Right, in Cain, that's the same thing. Right, not to Delos Nefnei Lofen. Right, and if that's true, right, if a guy wants to take worst land, he has to accept the higher price. Right, so then you have then slammed the door in the face of people, right, who are gonna borrow money. The Amar Lei, he's gonna say to him, "Ilu Havili Zuze." Right, have a shakli kedashta, because the guy who's approached to lend money could say to the guy who wants to borrow money, right, if I had the money, right, I wouldn't have given it to you. Because now I could buy the bad field at the Tishrei prices. And now what for me to go get the Ziboris for the worst field, now I have to pay Nisan prices. Meaning, the guy, again, this is a balchov, right? So he lent him money. He lent him $100,000. So if he had $100,000 with him right now, right, forget the other guy, he could just go and buy a Zeboris field for $100,000. But now you're telling me that since the other guy wants to pay me back and I want to take a Zeboris field from him, I have to take the higher price, meaning I have to take only half of that because it's about to double in Nissan? That doesn't make sense. So no, the case we should compare it to, right, is the case of a ksuba of isha. The ksuba isha dina b'ziburis, because normally, right, a woman's ksuba gets, right, she can collect from ziburis, right? That's a preferish mishnah, right? And if she says, give me a better quality field, right, and give me a little bit less land because I'm getting a better quality field. So again, this is the reverse. Now she's asking for better land, and she'll do him a favor. She'll take less of the better land. So you could say, yishaka kadina, shaka kadahashta. Right, vilo, shaka kiyukur deklame. In that case, that's a scenario where the guy can be like, okay, if you're taking normal easy boris, so take the normal price right now. But if you're taking better land, so then you have to take it at the higher price. But miko makom, but bottom line, kasha, still, that doesn't help us. Now, again, since we just explained three different other possibilities, right, the way to understand, right, that discussion of Rabba, etc., you still have a stira, right, in psukim, right? What do we start with, right? Went on for a bit, right? The pasuk says yashiv, right, to say that you can pay even subin, you can pay even any metadolin. Then we had the pasuk of metav sadeu that says you have to pay, right, the edis. So Amar Rava says, called the yavle, metav, lesevle. So what that pasuk means, right, that whenever you give him, right, you can give him whatever you want, but whatever you give him, right, you have to pay the best. I mean, if you're going to pay him with subin, if you can pay with his lousy grain, so you have to pay with the best lousy grain that you have. The Gemara says, well, that's not what the pasuk means, because how metav sadeu ksev. The pasuk says, give him the best field that you have. So that doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, Ela ki asar of Papa Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua mi berav. So for sure they explain like this. Kol mili metavu, meaning kol mili, all things, all metaltalin, right, is considered to be metav. Dilo mezabin hacha, mezabin b'masa achrizi. Because if you can't sell it here, right, you sell it somewhere else. Right? No one wants to buy your, I don't know, your stuff here, right? Take it down the road. You'd say by the next marketplace, you'll sell it over there. Lebar me'ara, but land, delesev le metav, land, you can't move land, so if you have no buyers here, you have no buyers here. So therefore, right, you have to give them the best land, keichi delikbo tola, zvini, so that people will come, right, and jump and buy it, because then there's nothing you can do with it, right, because you have to pay with the best type of land, so that person is able to sell it, right, and on the open market. Okay, everybody, we have a great day night, depending on when you're listening to this, right, you're probably not going to get a shear tomorrow, because Erev Shabbos is a short Shabbos. Short Erev Shabbos. So wish you a good Shabbos, and then Mitzvah will be zocha to go invite you on the Helig Shas, right, on Motzei Shabbos. May we hear B'Saras Tovas, and have Yeshuva Am Yisrael, Amen, Ken Yerotzen.